Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. The summertime has been a busy time for our archdiocesan seminarians. Many of them have been involved with summer assignments, with retreats, and other summer programs to assist them in their formation process. Well, with me today in studio is one of our newest seminarians, Joey Canepa. Last year, Joey had the opportunity to participate in the High Calling Program with the Avila Institute, which helped him discern the call to the priesthood. Thank you, Joey, for spending some time with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've talked a little bit before we've gone on the air, and I want to have, before we talk about High Calling and some of the resources that they provide men who are discerning the call to the priesthood, a little bit of your background, where you grew up, and a little bit of your faith journey.
Yeah. So, background, I was a convert, born in Tigard, raised in Sherwood, young adult life in college in Newburgh, currently in Beaverton. But as far as my journey to the Catholic faith, started off Protestant, but I was kind of a kid who my thoughts kind of followed wherever my feelings were. I didn't really know it. So that took me sometimes to Jesus, sometimes away from Jesus. It was kind of a back and forth across time. Until sometime about like 22, I kind of like fell away extra far. Kind of deeper agnosticism, like deeper hedonism. And it was through it, I needed to experience the desolation of that for a few years to understand what it means that Jesus saves us. I needed to experience the desolation in my bones and like just the fire of that. And then from the midst of that, I genuinely cried out to God to be saved, and he did respond, like the father rushing to the prodigal son, just presence of mind of what I was doing, and just physical consolation and love, to the degree it sunk into me in a way where it's like Jesus being our savior, like he really is, like if you just turn back to him. And so in that moment when I cried out to him and received that, I immediately felt the calling to be a pastor. Mm. Immediate conviction, even just still as a Protestant. So I ended up converting to the Catholic faith later once I was given a book called The Imitation of Christ by my brother. And that book converted him to the Catholic faith. And one of my brothers who's agnostic now is reading it, so hopefully that converts him as well. Anyway, that wisdom and guidance helped keep me with God, and I really had my final conversion back to him. Because before, I did receive God's saving love, but I was still just kind of on my own and kind of looking to myself more so. I didn't really understand the concept of the church and looking to spiritual betters and leaning on the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I discovered that even existed, it was daily mass and study and prayer and spiritual battle until I was converted. All the sacraments, baptism, confirmation, first Eucharist, mm-hmm. and there was even concern of the validity of my Protestant baptism. So I did a confession actually as well before. So I did all four.
Right. Oh, this is great. We're talking with Joey Canepa. He is going to be, Lord willing, one of our newest seminarians entering into Mount Angel Seminary starting this upcoming fall. He's been able to take part in a High Calling program, which is offered through the Avila Institute, which I think has been probably a really great asset, not coming from a Catholic background, to really get a sense of the church and Jesus Christ, the sacramental life. And here you are in your mid-20s, really having this opportunity to grow deeper. Now, you mentioned the Imitation of Christ. Is it Thomas A Kempis? Am
yes,
I getting the author right?
Perfect.
What about that book? And I've read pieces of it. It's very deep. It's very rich in really this presence of Christ. But what spoke to you in that book that led you to look even further into the Catholic Church?
I think it was a level of truth and spiritual wisdom that I had never encountered anywhere. And it was the kind of wisdom where you read it, and it's not like, oh, that's like so far beyond me. It's no, like, this makes sense in the core of my being. And this is a monk in his 60s, like back in the 1300s, just telling me why I feel the way I feel or like how I should think. And I'm agreeing with it. Yeah, it was just a completion of of wisdom that I had never encountered before. And I knew it came from the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew this book was the product of a holy man from the Catholic Church. And so I followed that to daily mass. And I knew daily mass existed because of my brother who had converted 7 years before.
Ah, okay. So your brother's converted 7 years before you. He gives you this book. Mm-hmm. And did you go to mass with him and have the opportunity to start to kind of explore Catholicism with him at your side?
I went by myself, honestly. I just completely solo. I was reading The Imitation of Christ like very consistently, and I found my brother also turned me on to The Sayings of the Desert Fathers, the book where it's just a book of just all these wisdom sayings and parables from the desert monks back in 250s to 550s AD. Yeah, just engaging in spiritual battle against the vices I had sown into myself from my hedonistic time period. Even after conversion and my heart and being oriented to God, I'd still automated into the nervous system in my body habits of vice, or just at least the movements toward vice. And so I had to work on eradicating those. And the wisdom of the monks helped a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When were you baptized, confirmed, and fully initiated into the Catholic Church? Mm-hmm. What year?
Easter Vigil 2018.
Okay. 2018. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And when did you've thought about this idea of being a pastor. Now you're mm-hmm. Catholic. There's this idea of the priesthood. Was that an immediate thing for you to think about the priesthood, or what was the process for you to start to discern this particular vocation of the priesthood?
Well, yeah, it was pastor until I kind of hit this new world of Catholicism.
Yeah.
And then it was because it was the wisdom of the monks that drew me in. I was deeply convicted to be a monk. It was like when you encounter people that you admire with all of your being, it's like being a little kid and being like, I want to be like them. Mm-hmm. And so I was discerning the monastic life for a full year. And so my priest and spiritual director, he was a priest and who had also been a monk all the way up until his final vows and then was released to be a priest. And so I talked with him about monastic life mm-hmm. and priestly life. And so I had an idea of both. It was November 2018 or so when I did a monastic discernment retreat at Mount Angel, where I felt immense peace in being there with the monks and learning their way of life. But I felt this call from God to be in the world, to use the gifts he's given me or will instill in me for people in the world who are lost, like I was in the world and lost. And so at that point, I shifted towards discerning between priesthood and being a husband and father. Yeah, that's when my eyes really started looking at priesthood. And so I started discerning that more deliberately.
We're talking with Joey Canepa, and he will be one of our newest seminarians with the Archdiocese of Portland. And we are looking forward to a great new season as we move into the fall season and a new academic year. Joey, can you stay with us? And I want to we've got to take a break. But when we come back at the other side of the hour, we'll talk a little bit about high calling. And then again, making this application for the seminary mm-hmm. is a big journey. Will you stay with us?
Yes, sounds good.
All right. Stay with us here on Mater Dei Radio. I'm Dina Marie. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio, and earlier we were speaking with Joey Canepa, who is one of our newest seminarians with the Archdiocese of Portland, sharing a little bit about his conversion story coming into the Catholic faith, but also having a deep desire to look into the priesthood and having this real call to be a pastor, to care for others and their relationship with Jesus Christ. And Lord willing, he will be entering into the fall season with the seminarians in just a couple of weeks. So Joey, thanks for coming back and staying with us.
Thanks for keeping me.
Well, give us a sense of your process of making an application to the seminary, working with Father Jeff Irvin, our vocations director, which I think led you to high calling and having this opportunity for further education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So after I really was clear to me that the priesthood was something that it was between priesthood and being a dad and a husband. Yeah. I called the vocation director, Father Jeff, and I met with him and we talked and kind of established some rapport, and we kind of had a series of conversations kind of month by month across time. I kept discerning in my own life while I was living with my brother and his wife and kids, kind of discerning family life, mm-hmm. kind of in parallel, getting a kind of a live-in uncle front row
right.
seat and minor immersion into it. But yeah, it was becoming clearer and clearer that whether I was going to become a priest or a dad and a husband, that God was calling me to seminary. That just seemed really clear that that was the way to really grow in the ways that he wanted me to. And discussing that with Father Jeff started the application of that. And it was actually like kind of during COVID hitting.
Mm-hmm.
It had been like some months into COVID. I was telling him like, yeah, I'm still feeling the call. And so he sent me the application materials. And then across time, while I've been a teacher, that's like a high school math and science teacher teaching from home. I've been doing that application across the year, actually in parallel with the high calling program. So they were kind of simultaneous mm-hmm. thing for me.
So how did you learn about high calling? It sounds like something that Father Jeff thought would be a good fit for you. And you mm-hmm. give us a sense of the program and how long the program took and some of the things you took away from the program.
Yeah. So the High Calling program, what it is it's a series of Zoom classes that happen once a week. And there's a new topic every 3 weeks with a new professor. It's basically doing kind of a preparatory year before seminary. It's the propedeutic year that John Paul II was talking about and the popes after him, where it was seen that too many guys were coming into seminary that were just really too underprepared for actually entering seminary. And so to be able to kind of more gradually enter in, Father Jeff called me and told me about it, Father Jeff, the vocation director, and turned me on to it. And we originally thought it'd be 9 weeks, but it turns out it was a whole like October to July thing, and which was great. It was amazing because it was basically every Wednesday night, there was a class taught online by a professor. I'd just go to my computer. And it's just a spiritual better teaching me how to improve my spiritual life and teaching me more about the spiritual tradition of the church or the beauty tradition or the intellectual tradition. It was really great structure for me spiritually, especially having grown up a Protestant, just like learning some like really basic fundamentals, like have a sacred space in your house to go to pray, that as you go to it more and more, just seeing it draws you into a prayerful state mm-hmm. just because you're just training your body, like automating holy habits into your body kind of thing, like sacred space, a sacred time, just being strappy with prayer. That kind of stuff really helped me quite a bit, as well as things like more nuanced, like how to do mental prayer and discern the voice of your own woundedness and to look deeper when a vice comes up, kind of stopping and taking a look inward and saying like, what do I really want here? Because I seem to have a conflict of interest. I don't want to do this, but I do want to do this. So there's something more core going on. In particular, Father Sean Kilcowley, he taught us a class called Social Media and Good Boundaries.
Mm.
And he's the kind of priest where just every 5 minutes, he'll just say something that just opens another door in your mind. Whole dimension of thought you never thought about, and just how to engage with your own human nature and your own brokenness and to accept and welcome Jesus into it to heal it. So that was priceless.
Yeah.
Especially.
Wow. We're talking with Joy Canepa again, one of our seminarians for the Archdiocese of Portland, and he recently just finished the High Calling program with the Avila Institute. We've heard so much about the Avila Institute. They put out so many great resources, and you've been able to take advantage of their online, which was kind of necessary, unfortunately, due to the COVID situation, but it was available, and you had top quality professors every week. What did you really take away from that experience that you feel is going to prepare you to move into that next step of entering into the seminary?
Just a reminder to always lean on spiritual betters, especially just from the countless amounts of fruit I got from each professor, really, like across the year, and just really take advantage of the spiritual directors at seminary, the counselors, and the human formators, and the people around to actually really engage in the growth that Jesus wants me to achieve before going and trying to shepherd his people.
As you're preparing, Joey, for September, in August, you're going to be getting back on campus and kind of getting oriented to the academic year. What are you most looking forward to for that first year in the seminary?
I think, you know, like just having so much access to holy people and spiritual betters that are there to guide me and just to really dive into that and to welcome as much wisdom of that into myself. And whether it's spiritual or intellectual or in appreciating the beauty of God, and let it transform me.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that with brothers who are interested in doing the same thing and uniting in that. That I'm very excited for.
Absolutely. We're excited for you. You mentioned that you were on a bit of a path far away from God for a period of your time in your early 20s. What's your message to other young men and women like yourself who may be in a similar situation? And what would you offer them in terms of maybe a new perspective in their life?
And speaking for myself, I know that I needed to experience why the things of the world were harmful, because I didn't believe it. Even like consciously, I didn't believe it. But some people subconsciously don't believe it, even though they think they believe it. So sometimes God teaches us what we need to know in different ways. For me, I needed the rock bottom and the feeling of hellfire that people today will call like extreme anxiety or depression in order to turn back to God and really experience His saving love in ways that transformed me. So my message to anybody in that kind of position, if they're in it themselves or if they have children or family members in that themselves, is that maybe God's just teaching them something.
And God is so merciful. Isn't that the truth?
And God's just waiting for you to turn back to Him. Every time I just honestly turned back to Him with my whole being, He answered. I just didn't do it very often.
There is a lesson in that, right? To be the prodigal son, to go back to the Father who loves us.
Yes. Yes.
What a great message. Well, Joy, we will have prayers for you and for all of your brothers who are at the seminary and the various seminaries that are taking care of our archdioceses and seminarians. So you are in our prayers and wish you the very best to follow God's will in your life. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.